All right, we will now proceed with the presentation of attorneys to be admitted on motion. The procedure will be that the attorney who is the presenter will step to the podium and address the court very briefly, discussing your reason for being here to present the applicant and tell us where you are from as well. The applicant at that time will stand at your seat, and then we will proceed through the list that we have. We'll start with the presenter, Daniel Cox, and the applicant is Margaret Elise Cunningham.
Good morning, Chief Justice, members of the court. May it please the court, my name is Daniel Cox. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Margaret Cunningham. I know Ms. Cunningham both personally and professionally, and I can affirm to the court easily that she is of good moral and ethical standards, character, I mean. I know that Ms. Cunningham always maintains the highest personal and professional standards in her practice and in the way she maintains herself. And it's without hesitation or reservation that I present Ms. Cunningham to the court, and I'm proud to do so.
Thank you. Christian Gonzalez, presenting Alan Roscoe Daly.
Chief Justice, Your Honors, may it please the court. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and presenting Alan Daly. And I go before this court to say that he is of good moral character and of the highest professional standard. I am a colleague of Mr. Daly and have had the good fortune of working alongside him for quite some time, and it's my honor. And with great privilege, I would present him for this court to allow him to become a member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. The Honorable Frank D. Celebrezze, Jr., on behalf of Wilbert Victor Farrell.
Good morning, Madam Chief Justice, Justices. I am Frank Daniel Celebrezze, Jr., 8th District Court of Appeals Judge, and I'm here on behalf of Wilbert Farrell, also known as Bill by me and his father and everybody at my gym. Mr. Farrell has been a lifelong resident of Cuyahoga County, Cleveland, and until he graduated from undergrad John Carroll University, where my son-in-law graduated from and a lot of great people graduated from. We would have liked to seen him stay in Ohio to go to law school, but he went to Vanderbilt, which is one of the top 20 law schools in the country other than Ohio State and Cleveland Marshall. But Mr. Farrell is a gentleman, a scholar. I've known his father about 15 years. His father's an independent contractor out of Cuyahoga County, hardworking individual. And he would have loved to have been here today, but underwent some surgery, and he's doing very well. His mother is a beautiful person who I've known for as long as I've known his dad. She's an educator in the Parma school system, a beautiful person. He comes from a background of strong parents, morals, ethics, and Mr. Farrell, I'd be honored to represent him and ask that you respectfully grant his motion to be heard and to be a litigator in the great state of Ohio. Thank you very much, Madam Chief Justice.
Thank you.
Justice.
Mr. Willis, on behalf of Ryan Windsor Green.
May it please the court, my name is Jeff Willis. I'm an attorney here in Columbus, Ohio. Here for or on behalf of the applicant Ryan Green for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. Mr. Green has graduated from University of Kentucky Law School, as well as he obtained his undergrad degree from University of Kentucky. He's been practicing for 11 years. He's admitted to the state bar in Kentucky and Arkansas. I had the distinct pleasure of working with Mr. Green on a number of occasions. He has good moral character. I think he'd be a great addition to the State Bar of Ohio, and I ask that this court admit him to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Jennifer L. Sheets, on behalf of Susanna Trower King.
Good Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Jennifer Sheets. I'm an attorney in private practice in Pomeroy, Ohio, and it is my pleasure to present Susanna King, who has applied for admission to the Bar of Ohio. Susanna practiced law for over 10 years in both the federal and state courts of Kansas and Missouri until she moved to southeastern Ohio, where she now resides with her husband and two young children. Our family has known Susanna and her family for over 12 years, and from this relationship, I know that Susanna is a person of integrity with extremely high moral and ethical values. I recommend her without question, both personally and professionally, because I am certain that with her strong work ethic, her honesty, her intelligence, and her compassion, she will be a credit to our profession and a welcome colleague in southeastern Ohio. Thank you for your favorable consideration of Susanna King.
Thank you. Stephen M. Fowler, on behalf of Lori Streets Muldoon.
Morning. My name is Stephen Fowler. I'm from Charleston, West Virginia, as is Ms. Streets Muldoon. I'd like to move her admission to the Supreme Court of the State of Ohio. She's a graduate of Marshall University and a graduate of West Virginia School of Law. And based on my 14 years of working with Ms. Streets Muldoon, I would heartily recommend her for admission to the Ohio Bar. Thank you.
Thank you. Stephen R. Kleinman, on behalf of Stephen Mark Pincus.
Good morning, Madam Chief Justice, Your Honors. My name is Steve Kleinman. I'm a partner here in Columbus at Ice Miller. It's my distinct privilege to present to you this morning Stephen Pincus. Mr. Pincus is an honors graduate of the University of Maryland. I've had the distinct pleasure of dealing with Mr. Pincus in the purchase of my mother's home, so I can tell you he's a fair, honest advocate who would serve his clients well as his fellow members of the bar. Thank you.
Michael L. Silquanis, on behalf of Thomas Christopher Quayle.
Good afternoon. It's Michael Squillis. I am with the law firm of Dinsmore & Scholl here in town, and it's my honor and privilege to present to you Tom Quayle for admission here in the state of Ohio. Tom got his undergraduate degree at Marquette University, then went to the University of Seattle to get his law degree. After that, he moved to Chicago, is licensed in the state of Illinois, and practiced for 7 years in the field of workers' compensation in the state of Ohio. Tom is married to a woman who was originally from Cleveland and found a job as in-house counsel with Tradesmen International, which is located in the Cleveland area, Macedonia, Ohio. I've worked with Tom on various workers' compensation matters in the year or so that he's been back. He's been into Ohio. He's going to be a great lawyer in this state. He's going to be a devoted and fierce and ferocious advocate for employers here in Ohio. As you well know, workers' compensation is a very active field in this state. I would heartily recommend that you accept Tom into the practice of law here in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Avery Friedman, on behalf of Elizabeth Wells Rothenberg.
Good morning, Madam Chief Justice. May it please the court. I'm Avery Friedman from Cleveland, Ohio, and I enthusiastically support the application for admission of Elizabeth Wells Rothenberg. Ms. Rothenberg is an alumna of Barnard College and New York University Law School. She was an associate at Arnold & Porter in Manhattan and also served as corporation counsel for the city of New York. She recently married. Her husband is a professor at Case Western Reserve University, so they've relocated to Cleveland. Ms. Rothenberg clerked for a United States District Judge in Northeast Ohio and has been with my firm doing federal practice over nearly a year. She possesses the ethical and moral standards that are required of a good lawyer, and I enthusiastically support her admission.
Thank you. Travis T. Moeller, on behalf of Diane Gail Wildman Senekovich.
Good morning, Madam Chief Justice, other members of the court. My name is Travis Moeller. I practice law here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm here today to present for admission to the Bar of Ohio, Diane Senekovich. She is a lifelong Ohio resident and practices law with the law firm of Bailey & Wyatt in Wheeling, West Virginia. She was graduated from Ohio University and graduated law from Ohio Northern University, and she has been practicing law in West Virginia since 2003. I believe she possesses the high moral character and professionalism that we like to see here in Ohio, and I believe she will make a great addition to the bar of this state, and with that, I move her admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Avellano, on behalf of Mark Elliott Utke.
Utke, yes. It's all right. May it please the court. Andrew Avellano on behalf of Mark Utke. I've known Mr. Utke since 1990 when we attended the University of Dayton. Mark is a former Army Ranger. He's licensed to practice law in the state of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And I think he'd make a fine addition to this court, the state of Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alan C. Rossman, on behalf of Vicki Ruth Adams Wernicke.
Good morning, and may it please the court. My name is Alan Rossman. I've been a member of the Ohio Bar since 1981. I've worked with Ms. Wernicke for the past 3 years. Prior to coming to Ohio, she worked tirelessly for little remuneration in the state of Oklahoma, both working for and heading up the Oklahoma Indigent Defense Services, working specifically on behalf of death row inmates. As this court is extremely well aware, Ohio has moved to the forefront in the nation as one of the most active states in terms of executing its condemned citizens. To have Ms. Wernicke, who litigates honestly, ethically, compassionately, and zealously on behalf of such individuals, would be a great asset to our defense. So I would ask and move that you accept her application. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our presentations. Do I have a motion for admittance?
So moved. So moved.
Okay. All right. All right, I will now ask that the applicants come forward and arrange yourselves along the bottom level of the court there, and Justice Lanzinger will be administering your oath of office.
Good afternoon. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I
hereby swear, that I will support the Constitution, and laws of the United States, and the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility. And show respect toward judges, court staff, clients and fellow professionals.
And all other persons.
I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bar of Ohio. We're pleased that you are now members. Marshal, will you adjourn the court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.